The funeral is about to begin, sir. Welcome to the world of terror.
Welcome to a preview of Now Playing's Phantasm retrospective series.
It's a dream.
No, it's not.
Hosted by Arnie.
I've been waiting for you for a very long time.
Jacob.
Welcome home, boy.
And Stuart.
You have no one but me.
As our thank you for your support of Now Playing, our hosts will be watching and reviewing all the Phantasm films.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You'll come to us.
These podcasts contain detailed plot spoilers and harsh language.
This won't hurt a bit.
Well, maybe just a little bit.
Listener discretion is advised.
It's time now, boy. And so it begins.
Hello, Now Playing listeners. This is Arnie. Welcome to our fall 2017 donation drive. Now Playing has no sponsors, no ads. The show that we put out for free every week is completely crowdfunded. We are supported by listeners like you. And with the start of our fall 2017 donation drive, we're also starting to release our thank you podcasts. We don't sell podcasts. For those who donate to Now Playing to support our show, we have podcasts that are our thank you gift. As we always say, it's like the PBS pledge drives that they do twice a year. But instead of giving you a water bottle, a t-shirt, something like that, since you're supporting our podcast, we think that the best way to say thank you is with bonus podcasts. And for those who donate just $10 or more this fall, you get to hear the bonus Phantasm retrospective series. 5 podcast reviews of the classic series, starting with 1979's Phantasm, going once a week on Fridays, all the way through Phantasm Ravager. Here's a preview of our first Phantasm review that's gone out today for donors.
I get a whole giallo vibe from this film. Like, not a whole lot of logic going on. You know, you think of movies like Suspiria, where it's just very stylistic, because I guess it's the Italians. And that's how I feel when you get to this mausoleum. It's a cool-looking set.
Yeah, technically, this is not up to Hollywood standards. Is that a liability or an asset? I will argue the latter. At least in this installment, I enjoy the fact that they're trying to do these big-scale effects on a nickel-and-dime budget. And sometimes they pull it off and sometimes they don't, but I always enjoy watching the homemade version.
They've got a couple things here that I think really are going for them. First is this mausoleum set. I didn't even know that it wasn't filmed in a real mausoleum. I found out from bonus features that's shelf paper that they found that looks like marble that they put on some walls.
You knew that. Come on.
I didn't.
Really? Okay. Really? I feel like it screams we're made out of plywood, but it's still cool.
And another big asset, Angus Scrimm. You know, when he shows up with Jody, the funeral's about to begin, sir. You've got this guy who's not all that tall. He's 6'4", but they put him in some platform shoes and shot him up angle.
And when your henchmen are midgets, you really look tall. We can all be the tall man.
Angus Scrimm, you know, he is a Grammy Award winner.
What is he saying?
It's got to be spoken word. He's done an audiobook, right?
No, that is not it.
I'm going to fall over if you tell me he was in a doo-wop group in the 50s. TM and the Undertakers.
He won a Grammy for the album Korn Gold, the classic Eric Wolfgang Korn Gold. He, when he wasn't acting, which was considerable, actually worked as a writer for liner notes, and they give Grammys for best liner notes.
Huh.
Oh, wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, so much there to unpack. I guess I'll just leave it with good for him.
Yeah, who knew? Also, on one of the Blu-ray extras, I got to watch him in a very early black and white film where he played Abraham Lincoln in a 15 or 20 minute life story of Abraham Lincoln film. And you can kind of see it. He's got the tall presence and the deep voice that you normally associate stereotypically with Lincoln.
47 years ago, boy.
Yeah. But I think he's got an amazing look to him. You know, he's just got that classical horror kind of vibe. He comes across as imposing. He's got a very rich voice. He doesn't say a whole lot. He doesn't have to. He's very menacing. And for an unprofessional actor who, I love this story. He worked, like I said, on Jim's The World's Greatest. And Coscarelli said, I've got another role for you. I want you to play an alien. And he started thinking, oh man, coming to America, what dialect will I have to learn? And Coscarelli's like, no, from outer space. He's like, I'm going to use my stage name on this one then.
Nice choice. It's a cooler name for a horror movie guy.
Yes, it is.
But Iggy has definitely got presence. He carries this movie when it's at its most illogical. But I also feel like this is an old school, like Hammer House kind of vibe to him here. It's something you would expect in a horror movie set in a funeral parlor. There's a lot of things that I don't expect that come later.
Yeah, and this is a terrible funeral parlor. I mean, when we see Tommy in that coffin, my father-in-law is a mortician. I have a good friend who's a mortician. Both of them would, like, scream and shout if somebody left a corpse this gray-looking in a coffin. They're supposed to be lifelike. But it's also here in this mausoleum where we find out that Mike and Jody's parents are interned. They died 2 years ago.
That's what I thought he was saying. Jody has a line where he says, that's the end of a trio? I assume that he was saying this is the third of three funerals that I've been to in a short amount of time. I didn't realize that he was in a band that was a trio.
Yeah.
Okay. But yes, what's also coincidental or important is the fact that they lost their parents, both he and his younger brother, and it's kept him in this small town in a parental role that he has wanted to be out there on the road impersonating Michael Knight. I don't know. I got a real Hasselhoff vibe, both out of the performance and look of this actor. But yeah, he's been really tied down for his younger brother. And I love this because this was the dynamic of me growing up. I idolized my older brother. I did follow him everywhere. I did snoop on him when he went on dates. It was just what you do when you're young. So I really related to the idea. It was him and me against the world, but he could leave me.
The thing I found interesting is how much older Jody is than Mike, because I first was watching this and I thought they were going to try to tell me Jody was high school age, because I'm used to seeing people in their 20s.
It's the 70s. They could be 40-year-olds in the movies as high school students.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Grease was coming out not too long different, and I have no idea how old Kinnicky was, but it's got to be older than this. So the fact that he was older and, like, had left town. I don't know if he had a music career or what.
He had a car. He had a cool car, and that's all you need. Cruise around, see America.
Yeah, a Plymouth Barracuda. Apparently, car fanatics who don't even like horror love this film for what it did for that car.
Okay.
But he left town and had to come back 2 years before to take care of his little brother. And it's not just paranoia. He is planning on leaving. I mean, he talks to Reggie, who is a character who seems to exist so that there's somebody to bounce exposition off of. But he's saying that he's going to leave town again and make Mike go live with his aunt. And afraid of this, even though he overhears the conversation, Mike decides to go see a psychic.
Yeah, accompanied to what sounds to my ears like a pretty close Tubular Bells ripoff.
Yes. I was going to say the third thing this movie has going for it is a great score. I loved it the first time I heard it in The Exorcist.
It is a great score. I mean, yeah, there is that piece that does sound like Tubular Bells, but they're also going to rip off Dune, which hadn't come out yet, but I'm guessing this director loved the book because fear is the, not mind killer, just the killer.
Yeah. By this point, Frank Herbert's book had been out for over 10 years. It had definitely been embraced by the generation that Coscarelli was a part of. So yes, he is taking Paul Atreides' right of manhood and putting it right here in the beginning with Mike.
And Coscarelli owns this. He just kind of looks chagrined and says, who thought in 1978 that they'd make a movie of Dune? He knows. I mean, everybody knows. But I'm sitting here, yeah, fear is the mind killer. You've got the little girl and the ancient queen psychic. I don't know what this has to do with anything in the movie. We never see them again.
Yeah, this is the first scene that really threw me off, because that opening scene where the lady in lavender turns into the tall man, you know, that's horror stuff, and you see the tall man lifting a casket by himself, putting in the car. Okay, this is all standard horror stuff that Mike's seeing. The fact that he goes to a psychic in the next scene because he's bummed about his brother maybe leaving is just really weird.
If you'd like to hear this entire Phantasm review and the entire Phantasm retrospective series, head to nowplayingpodcast.com/donate. You can donate $10 or more to Now Playing via PayPal and get this series, or you can use our Podbean crowdfunding campaign and pledge $10 or more and get the shows through there, as well as the bonus reviews that are only available to Podbean patrons. Reviews like Coherence, The Warriors, Atomic Blonde, Galaxy Quest, and coming later this month, Get Out, and then next month, Lego Batman. If you donate $25 or more directly to Now Playing or through the Podbean Patron campaign, you also will get 9 more bonus reviews, at least, of the Hellraiser retrospective series. As soon as we're done with Phantasm, we're going right to hell with Clive Barker's Hellraiser. It's one of the last major horror franchises we've never covered. There's a 10th movie that we really thought was going to be released this Halloween, but there's no announcement of a release just yet. We'll do that 10th movie whenever it comes out, but starting this October, we're doing the first 9 every Friday for 9 weeks. And if you pledge to us, you will get that 10th Hellraiser review whenever that movie is released. The same way we're doing with Child's Play this season. We do have a playing level donation because there is the new Cult of Chucky movie coming out, so you can get the Child's Play series if you PayPal $45 or more to us or pledge $50 through Podbean. You can hear the entire 6-part Child's Play retrospective, and later this October, the bonus review of Cult of Chucky. But anyone who used PayPal to pledge to us previously for the Child's Play series, that was our very first donation retrospective back in 2010. Everybody who pledged in 2010, you're going to get Cult of Chucky with no additional donation needed. Everyone who donated when Curse of Chucky came out, we reopened the vault for that series. You're going to get this review as well. But for listeners who missed out on those opportunities, you can hear the entire Child's Play retrospective series with a pledge of $45 or more. There is a step in between there. Jeepers Creepers is our platinum level series. Jeepers Creepers 3 opens Tuesday. It's a one-night showing due to the controversial nature of the director of the film. But the first two had wide theatrical releases. If you want to hear our reviews of that series, that is a pledge of $35 or more. So $10 or more, Phantasm. $25 or more, Phantasm and Hellraiser. $35 or more, Phantasm, Hellraiser, and Jeepers Creepers. $45 or more, Phantasm, Hellraiser, Jeepers Creepers, and Child's Play. And every penny you donate goes to making this show and allowing us to keep increasing our output. We've done close to 750 movie reviews, and we've only been podcasting for 10 years, and of those 10 years, 7 have been regular weekly shows and the retrospective series format. It's because of listeners we're able to do that. It's not a coincidence that we've been able to go with more than one show a week on average for 7 years, and we started listener donation drives 7 years ago. And if you want to get the entire donation drive archive since 2010, you can check out our DVD-ROM sets as well. Since this is our 10th anniversary, we are offering up DVD-ROM sets of every podcast we've ever done. It's a commemorative collector's edition for those who really like nice keepsakes on their shelf or want to just get every show we have ever produced. Main feed, bonus feed, donation feed, wherever. 10 years of podcasts available. It's a total of 10 DVD-ROMs. Or if you already have our 5th anniversary DVD, we do just have the 5th to 10th anniversary set, which is 6 DVD-ROMs. Our first 5 years was only 3 DVDs, so that tells you the amount of output has increased that much. Thank you for listening to this preview. We hope you'll join us for this Phantasm review and all our bonus reviews going through the end of the year and eking into January. All the details are at nowplayingpodcast.com/donate. And we'll see you in your Phantasm.
Boy!
You play a good game, boy. But the game is finished. Now you die.
Support from listeners like you is what keeps Now Playing able to podcast week after week.
I have plans to make things better for everyone. Just stay out of my way. Let the plan complete itself.
Now Playing is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho.
Cut me down, boy!
The film discussed in this podcast and all audio clips and music used are the property of their respective copyright holders, and no infringement is intended. This podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created or produced the well-known Phantasm films. Now Playing is an independent movie review podcast with no affiliation with any company involved in the publishing, creating, or distribution of that film series.
Use your brain, boy.
The opinions expressed on Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Venganza Media Incorporated.
You brought this on yourself. You are an unwanted pawn in the game. Your tenacity has amused me, and I've enjoyed your despair. But my use for you is at an end, or not even real. You're my bad dream.
Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2017, all rights reserved. And no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
It's all over.
It's never over.